Hello, hello, hello. I'm your Layla Ali, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz, and welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood.
To lick it right, lick it good, show you how to look.
God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo Mouth.
I got the goosebumps.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and ne'er brought to mind? Welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Munoz, and Happy New Year. Yes, we made it, y'all. 2020. I am super excited for this new episode of the new decade because I have somebody very near and dear to my heart with me today. My boxing trainer, the one, the only, the very sexy, Hiram Figueroa. Say hi.
Hello, hello, hello,
How are you?
Doing great. Very excited to be here.
Oh, are you?
Oh, definitely. Been a podcast listener for so long. I think yes. Since it was a concept, I think.
I think so. Yeah. You are an original fan,
yeah,
I
most
think.
Definitely.
I think. Well, you know what, In Your Mouth listeners, the most interesting thing about Hiram is that Hiram is off the grid. You can't find him.
That's right.
Anywhere.
Yes.
No Instagram. Mm-mm. No Facebook. Mm-mm. No Tinder.
Neither.
No Grindr, because he's married.
Got that too. Cover all the bay. I'm not on him.
He's not
I'm in the
there,
shadows.
So don't go looking for him.
I'm in the shadows helping everybody get in shape.
That's but let's start at the very beginning. Happy National Bloody Mary Day.
Oh, okay. Bloody Mary. Never had one.
You've never had one?
Never had one. It's kind of the look of it all. Just look at him like,
No? Nah. But you're not... From what you tell me, you're not really a drinker.
Correct.
As is.
Correct.
Why
I try to try things before I knock it. Sugar. Just...
Oh, God, here we go. Here we go.
Yes. It's going to go down. It's going to definitely go down. You put the mic in front of it, it's going to go down. The sugar thing, I'll pick one, and I'll try it. Like, once again, not trying to knock it before I try it, but Bloody Marys have not made my list.
Really?
Yeah. No,
but they're so delicious. I often think of them as liquid pizza.
Liquid pizza?
Yeah, that's what they taste like. Liquid pizza. No?
So it's... Probably definitely not on my list after.
Oh my God. Forget about that. And moving right along, on this day in gay history, Hiram, for the new decade. Are you ready?
Yes.
In 1967, in the first hour of the new year, a raid occurs at the Black Cat Tavern on Sunset Boulevard in Silver Lake. Several hundred people spontaneously demonstrate and picket outside the Black Cat, fueling the formation of gay rights groups in California.
That's huge.
That's big. Yeah, talk about a resolution. Sure, we're going to fight back.
Yeah. I mean, if that doesn't inspire, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I think so. Happy New Year. I didn't
Thank
even
you.
Say Happy
yeah,
New Year
happy
to
New
you.
Happy New Year to you as right? well, man. We made it. We made it.
It's a new decade.
Yes,
do you
yes.
have any resolutions?
Might be odd coming from a trainer, but I'm trying to relax more. Literally setting dates to just relax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't done that ever.
But before we even really get into that, I think I feel like I need to put you through the gauntlet here. You
I
know?
Was ready.
Are you?
No.
Beyonce or Taylor Swift?
Beyonce.
Oh.
I'm going to go Beyonce.
Judy or Liza?
I'm going to go with Judy.
Wrong answer.
Oh, I knew.
Wrong answer.
No, definitely for you.
No, there's no answer. There's no answer. It's both of them.
It was a trick. I wasn't ready for the trick.
It was a trick question.
All of them. Answer
that,
D, all of the above.
That is great. Yes, because you know I love the D. And...
Genius.
So, In Your Mouth listeners, Hiram and I have been boxing together for 3 years now.
Is it three? Yeah.
At least.
Yes, it is.
It has to be at least three years. Right?
We were the beginning part of the program. Yeah, I started the program just about three and a half. So, yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And I have a newfound love for the art and the sport of boxing. But I want to start at the beginning here. You, as a young Puerto Rican male, my Puerto Rican brother, because we love to celebrate, you know, our Latino-ness.
Boricua, Boricua power.
That's it. How did you start? Where are you from? How did you end up in boxing? Lots of questions.
Wow. So, you know, I box, so this might be spotty. You know, a lot of blows to the head. So, coming here, you know, I was born in the Bronx, raised in Puerto Rico. Came back around 5 and then just hit the ground running. My parents are big in exercise and just staying in shape. So I kind of just ran with that. We worked on farms. There are farms in Puerto Rico. You got to get things done. So you got to feed sugar cane fields. My father worked on those fields for years.
Mangoes.
So it was all about really getting your hands dirty and getting things done. So I adapted to that very quickly. Got into sports, obviously boxing, and rode that wave until it was over. Once it was over, it was like, what happens?
Wait. You're like, you just skirted over it all. That. Like, you gave us quick cliff notes, honey, right? No, I want to know, because you come from, like, from what you've told me, you have a lineage of boxers behind you.
Correct. Yeah, a lot of family members that have done it, and a lot of mentors that have done it that I consider family members. A lot of, you know, that happens in life.
Mm-hmm. We celebrate our chosen families here on the pod.
Yeah, they're usually definitely more to your lifespan, to your lifestyle, to your personality than some of the actually blood relatives.
Exactly.
So a lot of them are the reason I am who I am to this day. But yeah, I mean, it's...
Are you about to break out into...
Oh, it's the New Year's. That's what you do.
I am. There's going to be a lot of gay references that are just going to fly over your head.
It might. It might catch a few. You never know. But yeah, I got the lineage in that sport. Also, baseball, of course. It's synonymous with Hispanic heritage to play that sport.
Yeah, but boxing. Mm. Like, just why boxing?
Literally because of that. The literally just... From what I said, I was always kind of pushed towards the sport of baseball. It was like, you had to do this. Okay. It's what we do. I'm a big believer of tradition can be messed and moved it and shape it and do what you can do with it. Boxing, I want to say technically, was like a, nah, Dad, I don't want to do this. I want to do my own thing. So since I came over from Puerto Rico, didn't speak English so much, so hot, getting to learn that language and learn what New York is and everything. Kids can be cruel.
Yeah.
So it was awesome and so much fun. First grade, second grade, all those years. So I got in a lot of fights, right? Couldn't really express myself in word much well or yet. So I used my, wits, to say the least.
Your wits and your fists.
Wits, good. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I was trying to be polite with it, but yeah, a lot of fists and wits. And my dad was like, "Well, you know, we got to channel this." I mean, at least he was equipped enough to say, "Man, this kid needs to channel some of this." So he took me to the boxing club with my uncle, and I fell in love. That was it. I guess they thought they would scare all the meanness out of me.
Yeah,
but it actually shaped and formed to a very disciplined, very. Very straightforward boxer.
Yeah, some fathers take their kids to the whorehouse. Your dad took you to the boxing gym.
I think the whorehouse was like second on the list, but boxing took me.
Is that really a thing? I mean, you hear stories of that, but is that really?
Oh no, I know stories. Seen that?
I don't even know. You know,
it's kind of a thing. You know, old school machismo Hispanic thought is kind of do that.
Yeah, my parents divorced when I was 13, so. You know, daddy was gone,
okay.
And it was just me and mama, mama wasn't taking me to know. It was awkward enough when she found the magazines in my backpack, but we don't have to talk about that.
But now I wasn't taken there. They took me to the gym. I don't know, you know, it was the greatest experience of my life.
Do you know if there are any famous LGBTQ boxers out there?
There's actually, you know, I kick myself for not remembering exact names. There's actually a couple. There's actually a transgender boxer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he just got signed to Everlast and is getting sponsored by them and starting to get actually some pro experience.
Yes. Yeah. Who is that? Because when I was looking up LGBT boxers, the only person, well, the first person that comes up is Orlando Cruz.
Yes.
And he was the first boxer to come out as gay while still actively professionally.
Still active, correct. Because a few came, but they came out, but they weren't quite in the mix yet. They still weren't competing. But yes, he was definitely the first to, as a competitive boxer, to come out.
Yeah, and he's Puerto Rican. Yes, honey. Yes. Proud. So shout out to you, Orlando Cruz. What must that be like? Because often on the pod, we talk about, you know, the heteronormativity and a male-dominated industries, so much like kitchens are, like this very masculine, very male-dominated.
Yeah, very raw.
What must that be like in the boxing world?
I want to say...
Could you speak to that?
I want to say it's 10 times worse, but, you know, I can't, you know, I haven't been in the kitchen that long to know, but, you know, it's a very old sport, you know, and very old thoughts. What's great about boxing turning the cheek these days, or turning to the new year as we all doing, is that we're opening our minds to athletes. You know, everyone that walks through the door is an athlete and the potential to be a champ. And some gyms are more towards it, some aren't. You know, I'm happy to be a part of a gym that takes on everyone and anyone and gives me the opportunity to work with anyone to become a better athlete or a athlete, period. But I do know of the door closes a lot for, and it was happening for women back in the day. Now we have women fighting and we have champions in that level. But so we're open to a lot more things now. But back in the day, it was definitely not like that.
Yeah, of course. And I just found this transgender boxer, Patricio Manuel.
There we go.
It's the first transgender boxer to compete professionally.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening. And it's a great thing.
That. I love that you just gave me a little bit of an education.
Oh, no, yeah, most definitely, man. I'm like very proud of that. The sport that I dedicated so many years to is actually growing in that sense.
Yeah, you know, Patricio can get it. Hello. Ow. Shout out to you. Yeah.
Yes. Works very hard. You can only imagine. You
know, I mean, that I wouldn't want to be in the ring with this person, right? Beautiful as you may be. I know I got some time under my belt, but I don't know about all that.
It's a lot more fights than in the ring for that person. So, you know, it's a tough road. So beware when you get in the ring with Patricio.
Yeah,
you get in the ring with Patricio, you're bringing a lot.
Yeah, all right. Now, circling back to resolutions, right, and trying to take more time for yourself, why are you so on the go? Or, like, why do you feel like you need to take time for more time for yourself?
Well, I wear many hats, right? Like, you know, I think I always put first and foremost, I'm a father, mm-hmm. and husband, and brother, and mm-hmm. friend, and trainer, and it goes on.
And therapist.
It happens. I wish that when you do get your degree uh-huh. in exercise science, well, it should come with you know, some psychology. But yes. It all happens. You know, you wear all these hats. You try to slice yourself thin enough that you can get everyone a place where you imagine them to be, where you see it. But then there's time for you, right? Like, if you're not healthy, how can I help everyone else be healthy?
Exactly.
Yeah, so as I kept going on and riding that thin line and, you know, playing that trapeze artist kind of life, I was like, yeah, falling is very, very clear and present, and it can happen. It can happen to anybody. And if it can happen to me, I need time. I need time to regroup and prepare.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. You and your cat.
Yeah, oh yeah. I can't forget that. You know what I mean? Shout out to my cat.
Oh my God.
Oh, and family, by the way.
Yeah. And family. I was just going to make an inappropriate comment, but now you just like squashed it by mentioning your family.
Got him.
Why? So one thing I always say about boxing is that I often compare it to yoga. In the sense of that I never thought I would enjoy it as much as I do. And yes, there's definitely a sense of release and you get your aggressions out for sure.
Yeah,
but I often compare it to yoga because you have to have, at least I have to have, a clear mind, or else I know I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it in the face. You know?
Yes.
The minute, and we, when we, you and I spar, we, I can see this quite often. The minute I think of something else, I get hit.
There you go.
Or the minute something else is going on in my brain, or I'm not paying attention, it's, I'm done for.
Common knowledge is definitely in the ring or preparing to be a pro fighter or any level of fighter is that the 10 seconds that you take to think of something else are the 10 seconds the ref is counting you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you have to stay ultra focused. Yeah. What's funny about boxing is, you know, that, you know, you have to stay ultra focused, but you're multitasking at all times, you know, right? You got to breathe correctly. You got to remember what punch you're going to use. You got to get out the way, right? You got to move. And all these things happens at once. So it prepares or it gets you so ultra focused that you have nothing else on.
It sounds like some of my Friday night adventures. Sometimes I got to get out of the way.
You got to get out of the way. You got to dodge.
Sometimes I got to be like, oh, really focused, you know?
It gets the job done. So I've been prepping you. It looks like I'm prepping you for this new year.
Yeah, life lessons.
That's it.
Life
lessons. Now you're ready. You can hit the floor running.
Yes, hit the floor running, hit the bed running.
There you go.
Just hit it. Hit it and quit it. Isn't that what the kids say these days?
Do that. Now you're ready. Oh, boxing has prepared you for that. Okay, oh, that's another thing boxing's have.
Any other resolutions that you have? Like,
I try to, like speaking of ultra focus, and try to ultra focus on the rest, because I tend to do that. I tend to put more on my plate, and that's basically what the rest and scheduling rest for me is. Mm-hmm. Stop stacking it up. So I tried to actually just focus on that. I had like 5 different things, right? Like, a resolution is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was like, I need to keep it at this so I can actually get it done, and then ultra focus on that itself and actually get it.
Yeah, and what would you say to the people who are sitting up in that gym for the first time, spent like $8,000 on a gym membership, and to get it done by February 1st, because you know by February 1st, you're about to give up.
I do all types of stuff with the gym, so I'm like the one-man band, is membership all the way down through everything. So I absolutely understand when people show up, they pay the big bucks for the membership, and they're gone by like March 1st.
Yeah.
Thank you. You continue to pay your dues. I appreciate you guys. You keep the gym open. But be realistic. It's all about the actual thing you can touch. You know what I mean? You're not going to lose the 50 pounds in a couple of days, or, you know, if... Don't beat yourself up about the holidays if you overindulge. Be realistic, one day at a time. Small goals lead to the big goal. And, you know, small challenges lead to that big advantage. And try to stick with realistic goals and prep.
Yeah, I recently wrote an article for the January issue of West 42nd Street about, you know, vision for the new decade. And instead of, I was waxing poetic, living my best Carrie Bradshaw dreams here, and instead of resolutions, I challenge people to change their minds, change their mindset, and instead of resolutions, why not leave things behind? Leave the things we don't like behind. Yes. So as opposed to running headfirst into the new decade, why not leave what we don't like behind, so that way it's not so much pressure. So fine, I don't like that I'm sitting here across from you and I'm fat as hell wearing stretch pants, right? But it's my own fault, and this is what I don't like, so I'm gonna leave that behind. And how can I change that? Well, I can start walking up the stairs to my apartment instead of using the elevator, right?
Correct.
It's only 7 flights. It's not terrible, but it's small goals.
That's right. The small challenges, and they'll lead to the
bigger challenges. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe...
Before you know it.
Yeah. And maybe I don't need that Jollibee fried chicken for
lunch.
That's
right. You don't need it.
No.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, you don't need it.
I do, because it's delicious. A shout out to you, Jollibee. Not a sponsor. But
it better be. But even that, like, you know, in the world that I'm in and who I am, and everybody gets very nervous to indulge in front of me or even to speak about it, you can. It's just about prepping towards it. You know, your whole day shouldn't be just a series of indulgences. At the end of the day, you will hate yourself. You know what I mean? If that's your goal, if your goal is to be better and all that good stuff, you know, you got to prepare for it. You know, if your morning is a great breakfast, man, or you can get in a run or a jog or, you know, just a light workout, your lunch is prepared well, you know what's in there. All right, if you're going towards dinner, you know you're going to a dinner event, or you know you're going to indulge, or you know what you're going to walk into, prep for the war. You'll make it. You'll survive, but you got to prep.
Oh, prep for the war. Yeah. All right. That may be the name of this podcast episode, Prepping for the War.
I love it. It sounds great. And that is the success in fitness is big on prep.
You know,
because I'm pretty sure, you know, holidays pass. Everybody's been through it. I know you can reflect on it now. You knew it was going to happen. You probably knew exactly who were going to show up. You probably already knew the menu, what's going to be on this, who's going to serve what. Mm-hmm. You've been to this so many times, you probably actually know how the whole day is going to go. It's going to start like this and then like that. You have all the tools to prep for war. Please prep for it.
Well, I think amidst prepping for war, now would be a great time to take a break from all that prep and introduce Hiram to his favorite part and my favorite, part of the pod, a little bit of food news update.
Food news
update. Food news.
Ooh, honey,
you ain't ready.
Girl,
spill the tea.
News update.
Wendy's joked about making a 10-patty burger, but we think it's a great idea. Thank you, Delish.com.
I'm for it.
Yeah, 10 patties. It's called Dave Series X.
I'm excited.
So Wendy's Canada tweeted out a photo of the Dave's Series X burger, what appears to be a cheeseburger with 10 patties stacked on top of each other. Fox News called this, because we love Fox News. Yeah. Womp, womp. Mm-hmm. An obvious reference to the Xbox Series X, Microsoft's new game console set. Right? Whatever that
Wonderful.
Is.
Yeah. For sure my kids won't. Got it. They probably have it.
But obviously the internet went crazy for this 10-patty burger.
It's amazing. I mean, speak about prep. I mean, you probably got to prep all the way from Monday to Friday for that one. Burgers amaze me, you know, even in the world that I'm in, burgers amaze me. When growing up, you know, I didn't have a burger.
Are you a Wendy's guy?
I am a Wendy's guy.
All the fast food out there.
I don't do any other fast food, like none, but Wendy's is the spot.
Wendy's
and Wendy's.
Yeah. Okay. that's her sister.
Quick story. I got married, right?
Okay.
Right after, went straight to Wendy's.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that the reception was going to be ridiculous, you know, but I probably wouldn't have another chance to eat. And that's how much I care and love Wendy's. I went straight there.
All right,
and I prepped, though. I prepped that day. I knew that was going
to be. All right, all right. You're beating us over the head.
The mantra of the day, man.
Prep. Oh, my God. So, apparently, obviously, this burger isn't real. But apparently, Wendy's tweeted out that you could pick any burger, single, double, and triple, and just add as many fresh, never frozen patties as you want. And it can be yours.
They'll make all the money on that one.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like I love Wendy's, and I love that Wendy's Twitter account because...
Listening to the pod, of course.
Miss Wendy herself is a shady biatch.
It's amazing.
Right?
It's amazing. I went and listened and read all that. Yeah, I was like, oh, man, this is pretty funny and cool.
Well, folks, out there, as you complete your New Year's resolutions or are on a treadmill, maybe you should just be running towards this 10-patty burger.
You can run towards it or away from it. It's all right.
Man grabs a guitar to sing "FUI Quit" to his Starbucks manager.
Brilliant. I mean, there's no other way of doing it. That is brilliant. I wonder if he played the guitar beforehand, if he's actually a guitarist.
Well, according to Anesti Daniels' website, he's a musical and sketch comedian, an actor, and a writer. And he used to be a Starbucks barista.
Okay, yeah, he used to be.
And he wrote a song called "Fuck This, I Quit," which you can go watch on YouTube.
It's not on Spotify yet, though.
No. And so apparently after a terrible... or a shit day at work, he
got on his bike and wrote this song. And a month later, he rebuilt up the courage to walk into the Starbucks and announce loudly, "Hey, everybody, can I have your attention just for a second?"
Wow.
And for 90 seconds, he sang, "Fuck you, I quit."
I almost got to like want to hear the song now. Oh, wow. Well. It's going to go down. It's my hero.
And it may have even included the lyrics, "Shove it up your venti bumhole."
Brilliant writing.
Oh my God. I think if I don't think I've ever quit a job.
I'm trying to think about it. No, I don't think I have either.
I mean, I've left jobs like gracefully, but I've never had a job that I've been like,
yeah, I want to say the same. I wish, I mean, I'm going to travel with a guitar from here on out just in case. But
can you play the guitar?
I mean, no, but no? You know, if I'm singing F you all day or fuck you, fuck that, I'm going to sound great.
Right.
But no, I can't recall ever actually quitting any job at all.
No, I mean, some of the restaurant jobs I've had, I've dreamed of going out in a blaze of glory. Like, you know, flipping a table, like clearing it.
This man literally dropped the mic at work. That's amazing.
I love it. Well, man, shout
speak
out
about
to
inspiration.
Shout out to you, Anesti Daniels, or Danielis, excuse me, and your Greek self, for being a quitting hero. Martha Stewart dragged Antony for not tagging her in his Instagram photos.
Oh, okay.
So all of these three food news updates I thought were very New Year's resolution esque or centric, because you have the 10 patty burger, right, where people can run towards or run away from on the treadmill.
That's right.
You have, you know, people, you know, New Year's resolutions. Fuck this job.
That's right.
I'm out of here.
Like
right?
You said, kind of shedding the old or the bad.
Yeah,
or
it's
the,
like
what
leaving
you
it behind. And now Martha Stewart just like killing it in the game, being like, let's not forget that I am the motherfucking queen.
I'm
the HBIC in this house.
The Martha Stewart.
I am the Martha Stewart. So apparently, Martha had a holiday party where Antony, do you know who Antony is? He's one of the new Queer Eye guys.
Did not know.
All right. Well,
got it.
There you go. Education.
Appreciate it.
Every day is a day to learn something here on this pod. So he went to her holiday party and he posted three photos. One of him and her dogs, one of him petting a horse in her stable, and one of him warming his hands by the fire.
None of Martha.
Well, and just didn't tag her in any. Okay. Right? Just being like...
That's a thing. Right?
Hang it... Well, yes, because you don't have Instagram.
Correct.
And I think if you're at Martha Stewart's house, you would tag...
I mean, definitely. Just
tag Martha Stewart, right? So Martha Stewart gets on his Instagram and comments, "Dear Antony, this is Martha Stewart 48. Because you had to announce that you're Martha Stewart as you write. It's killer. This is like OG bullshit here. You did not tag me on this photo of my stable, nor the photo of my beautiful dogs, Han, Quinn, Bete Noir, and Creme Brulee."
Excuse
Talk
me.
About some gay-ass dog names. "We are bummed about that because you have so many followers and you ate my Christmas cookies. You were not nice to post the forbidden scenes and we thank you."
Oh, he's definitely on the naughty list. That's it. Isn't it?
Wow. Just, right? And she unfollowed him.
Oh, he's definitely started 2020 on the wrong foot.
She commented back that she commented back after he apologized and said, "I think we started I think we started a social media feud, which was not the point. I just wanted you to acknowledge my fire, my animals, and my food, which you seem to love. ? Shady.
But she
shady.
Doesn't want a feud, though.
Shady.
Genius. They'll both get all the desired social media that they want out of that.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love that she's the OG and just like, you know, definitely. Taking names.
Yeah.
Taking names.
Respected or.
Right? Just setting fires, taking names. I also love that Snoop Dogg a while ago commented because, what's his bucket? 6ix9ine. who's been...
Yeah, 6ix9ine. I think that's just literally...
Is that just his name? I thought it was something 6ix9ine.
It probably is.
Who's going to jail
well,
now
I can remember
for
that.
Like it's 2 years.
So, yeah, I thought he was in there already or he's coming
back. No, I think that just happened like a week or two ago. Over the holidays it happened. But went to jail or is going to jail. And he, remember that whole thing where he was ratting people out right and left. And Snoop Dogg commented, Martha went to jail, took the heat, and didn't rat.
Didn't snitch
on anybody. She is the real OG.
She's definitely
real
an OG.
Gangster, yeah. You know?
The fact that they're both homies are amazing, too. I love it.
Anywho, shout out to you, Martha Stewart, for being the real OG. I've always been a fan, and I will always be a fan. And with that, I think this is a great end to Food News Update.
Great. I love that I was just a part of that.
Right? Is it like...
It's everything I ever dreamed of.
Yeah, that was another one of your New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah, on food bucket news. List. Off the bucket list.
What else is on your bucket list?
Oh, places, traveling places is always on my bucket list. Yeah, going here, going there, definitely with the family and experiencing different places.
If you had one place and one place only to go.
One place and one place.
Where would it be?
I had never been to Italy. I want to go.
Oh, I just was there.
I know, yeah. Delicious. I've heard all about it. You just encouraged me to make sure that happens.
So. Yeah. Oh, my God, the food. Talk about prepping for battle, though.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah. I've seen the pictures.
And you saw my waistline. You're actually looking at my waistline right now.
Some running has to go down. But no, it's all right. But no, definitely a place I've always thought about going, always wanted to go. You know, life gets in the way. You're doing this and that and haven't made it happen. But I totally, totally want to.
All right. Favorite cheat day foods? Like, what's your go-to?
Go-to burger.
Really? Yeah, do you have, like, a favorite burger in the city? Because you live up in, like, Westchester.
Yeah, I'm in Westchester.
That's it. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, I'm up in Westchester. There's actually a pretty good burger out there. You know, I've only been there for about a year now. Okay. But I'm always like traveling different places, try to have a different burgers and have my taste of it. I used to do Mel's Burger a lot. I want to say that's in like Broadway. Yeah, Mel's Burger Shop. Google it.
I don't know.
It's a pretty good burger, pretty simple but pretty good. All done there and it's great. There's a spot, shout out to the area I live in, Firehouse Grill.
Yeah.
It's a good amount of firehouses where I live, so Firehouse Grill just fits right in.
Uh-huh.
They make a great burger there. So, yeah, my cheat day is a burger. I've never had it as a child. Right? Growing up Hispanic, growing up Puerto Rican, they use ground beef to do a lot of different other things, but it definitely usually is not a burger.
No burgers to be found.
Coming over, having seen burgers, is like, what is that? I need that.
Yeah. I love that. And a few weeks ago, I had Gabe Gonzalez on, and you heard this. It was my very Puerto Rican Christmas episode, right? Shout out to you, Gabe Gonzalez. I'm in love. But what's your go-to Puerto Rican food?
It's a staple. You probably hear it all the time, but pork shoulder, other known as pernil.
Yes.
I don't indulge into it too often, when it's done and it's done right,
Roast pork shoulder. So, In Your Mouth listeners, for all of you out there, it's a roast pork shoulder that is really well seasoned and sits in that oven all day long.
That's right.
And the skin gets really nice and crispy.
Yeah, that cuero, that skin.
Yeah. Right? And people fight over it.
That's true. Yeah, you can start a whole family feud off of cuero alone.
Off of it alone. Like, it gets hidden.
Correct.
At least in my family.
In mine as well.
Like, they pull it off and it gets hidden.
You have to have the secret handshake or that one little wink. You got to know auntie or, you know, whoever's cooking and give them that little wink.
That's it. And then you get like a sliver
and that's about it. Correct. You get one little crackle piece. Yep. And you're like, all right, cool.
Basically, it's pork crackling.
Yes.
You know? And what is your, because I found this really funny with Gabe Gonzalez too. What is the not, like, that Puerto Rican food that you do not like? Because
because
it's confessional time. Because it was an interesting topic that he brought up, that we don't talk about the things as Latin people that we don't like. We'll just eat it. His was maduros.
Maduros, yeah. Yes. You said he didn't like maduros. The texture of it all.
Yeah.
You know what? I really don't eat maduros either. I really don't. You know what I mean? I'm really big on that.
But I mean, I'll eat them if they're there. I don't love them. But
I might pass over those, but I'm okay with the... I remember you guys talking about blood sausage. So
you like that?
Yes. I'm into that. I mean, definitely has to be fresh. I don't want it sitting around or kind of, you know, these days you reheat so much.
Listen, nobody wants any leftover sausage, okay?
You got to save it all.
That shit's got to be fresh. And juicy, but not blood sausage.
I'll have that. I'm okay with that.
No.
But yeah, I might lean towards maduros. I really don't indulge in them.
Pasteles? Are you a big pasteles?
I'm fine. I just don't eat the whole thing. I feel like, you know, after a while, eating.
You can only have like one.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I've seen people eat too many, but yeah, I don't know how it's done.
You know, like you get your fill over the holidays of it, like one or two, and then they're sitting in the freezer, and you're like, ugh. All right.
There's always, I've noticed that. That's, I guess it's a very Hispanic thing. There's always pastelas in the freezer.
Because they're such a pain in the ass to fucking make.
Yeah.
That
it's time consuming.
You just make a shit ton of them, and then people sell them, and
correct.
And so on and so forth. Yeah. But
it's probably some in my fridge right now.
Probably.
Just sitting there. It'll be there probably till 2021.
Oh. Yeah, they last forever, too. But, I mean, they're not terrible for you.
No, I mean...
It's all root vegetables.
It is all root vegetables. And there's like protein. You know, some people put protein in it. Some people put meat, chicken, things like that.
Yeah.
But it's not horrible. It's just how people dress it up. You know what I mean? A lot of, if you're going to throw the major parts of hot sauce and the ketchup, because people do ketchup with it, after a while, once you're done with dressing it all up, then eating it, you're adding a lot to that.
It's just the ketchup, because that hot sauce, there are no calories in hot sauce. Weight Watchers does not include hot sauce on the sodium scale.
Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, I probably won't recommend too many of those. You probably fall asleep right at the table.
You ever think of them as like bloody rectangular poops?
Oh, you guys brought that up? Yeah. Please listen. It's great. It's great sessions in it. But I listened to it and I thought and think, it totally does. Let's say it totally does.
It's like a rectangular poop.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
I mean, I'll never look at them the same again ever since listening to that. But,
you know,
no, but that's, it totally looks like that.
You know, that's how I've had to explain it to non-Latin people.
Yeah, it's a process, too, eating. You got to cut that thing open.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a whole thing.
It's like a Christmas present.
Well, before we close out, it is the new year, and I thought it would be really, really fun to, because I found this article, to discuss banned baby names. It's the new year.
Banned baby names. Right.
Yes. It's the new year. New Year's baby. Right?
let's see. Hope none of my kids' names are banned.
Do you want to take a stab at what the number one banned baby name is?
Stab at it. Let's see.
And
hopefully
it's
not Donald?
No. Donald? No. Yeah. But it should be. Good one.
It's a good stab.
The French have banned Nutella.
Wow.
As a baby name.
All right. Naming your baby Nutella.
Yeah.
I can probably see why that's banned.
Like, right. Is it a boy or is it a girl's name?
Yeah, I mean, imagine growing up with it, though. Like, just, you know, like teacher just going, like, is Nutella in?
Well, I guess if it's a girl name, you could shorten it to Ella.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I see where you're working with it.
But, I mean, if it's a boy name, hey,
what are you
nut,
doing with that? Yeah.
Hey, nut.
Then forget right? about
and
it.
And then your name is Nut.
You're crushed.
And then it's like.
Yeah. You will become a boxer.
Yeah.
You're going to bite. Like,
right, yeah. Either people think you're crazy or gross,
yeah,
right?
Wow.
Nut? I don't know.
Hopefully you can get endorsed by it.
I mean, yeah. Maybe if he's hot, I'd be like, hey, Nut. Give me some of that. Well.
It's banned. Forget about it.
Only in France.
Only in France. The French.
Oh, my God. Akuma is number two because Akuma. It means devil in Japanese.
Ah. I mean, that's got to be a thing. You know, you name your child a certain name. You don't know the definition of it. Like, come on.
Anal is number three.
That made, people...
New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Okay, New Zealand. You guys did that.
Anal. Yeah.
All right. Very free. New Zealand's just, you know, free, I guess.
You know,
right?
For as much as I love.
Just being named by is not quite the thing.
Yeah, it's not. It just doesn't have, like, the same effect, I think.
I can only imagine. Like, Imagine saying that name out loud.
Osama bin Laden.
Oh, okay.
I mean, obviously.
I got that. There's not much right there. Yeah.
And what assholes in Cologne, Germany decided to name
Cologne, Germany. Osama bin Laden, Cologne, Germany.
RoboCop is number...
That just totally caught me off guard.
Oh my
RoboCop.
God.
Okay. I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, the regular name, RoboCop. Yeah. I'm sure that's banned.
Yeah. In Sonora, Mexico, they banned circumcision.
That's a name.
The name, not the act.
All right. Wow. Wow. And then, like, you have to write that on a piece of paper all the time. Like,
circumcision.
Yeah, like.
Pablo Juarez.
Imagine.
De La Hoya. What do you call him?
Yeah,
call
as a nickname?
Sir?
Snip.
Snip?
Snip? Yeah, Snip? Snip and Tuck. Yeah,
Snip, Snip.
Snip, Snip and Tuck.
Okay.
A little off the top.
All right. You can call him Snip. You could call him... I don't even know.
Yeah, what do you say to a kid like that? Man, imagine.
I don't know why Iceland banned Harriet. I like the name Harriet.
Harriet? Yeah, it must be a thing in Iceland.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I gotta find the origin of that.
I don't
know.
Probably cursing somebody out in Iceland.
Like Metallica is on the list. Chow Toe, which means smelly head, is on the list. Linda in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, gotta get rid of Linda.
Linda, well, we got rid of my cousin's name, Linda, but that's another story for another time.
Right? There you go. It's a problem.
Right? There ain't no family without no drama. Shout out to you, cousin Linda. IKEA has been banned in Sweden.
It should be.
Right? I mean, the place and the
I can't get them that stuff, right? Yeah.
I mean, spinach, cyanide, fish and chips, that can't be real. That can't be real.
Half the list can't be real, but fish
no, this is from Mental Floss. Mental Floss is
it's amazing.
Yeah, Mental Floss is a good source
a
for
a reasonable source.
A reasonable source, quality yes. source. Yeah, it's not. Or maybe it's just the Russians. Who knows?
These days.
Anyway, this has been such a great time, and I really want to thank you for coming on the pod. Any final thoughts out there for staying fit, staying healthy, prepping for
battle, I try not to repeat it, but
and those resolutions. Any final thoughts to give the listeners some, you know, last minute inspiration on this, the first day of the new year?
Yes. Once again, prep is huge. Prep for the war. Like I said, small challenges leads to big advantages. You know, be realistic, please. You know, yeah, get
small
one foot in front
challenges
of
challenges leads to
big advantage.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I live and die by it. You know, even myself, I don't put these major goals in the way.
Uh-huh. That even applies to all the size queens out there. Small challenges leads to big advantages.
It's universal. You can use it almost everywhere. But prepare, guys, man. If you're going to have fun, enjoy yourself. Try not to give yourself too many limitations. Life should be fun. Eating should be fun. Enjoy, but enjoy responsibly. Prepare for it, please.
I love that. Well, with that, I really, really want to thank Hiram for all the love, all the training that you give me, and all the laughs, because let me tell you something. That's my favorite part of us training together, is not only the boxing, but all the laughing that we do.
So appreciate it.
And the few times that I get to knock you out.
It's got
to
be the best part of it. Right? You get to literally punch me. It's amazing. It relieves so much. Who gets to punch their train?
That's it. I would tell the kids to follow you, but they can't follow you anywhere.
Where can you find me? You can find me in the gym. Yeah. I'm that guy working out. You see me all the time. I'm that guy.
Well, if you want to reach Hiram out there and you're interested in upping your boxing game here in New York, you can always reach out to me at inyourmouthnyc@gmail.com or send me some love on Twitter and Instagram at In Your Mouth Pod. With that, once again, thank you, Hiram, so much. This has been such a joy.
I appreciate you having me.
And thank you all out there for always listening to In Your Mouth. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy 2020.